Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. You know how sometimes you hear about some crazy new tech and you're like, whoa, what is that all about? Well, today, that's exactly what we're doing.
Sounds fun.
It is. We're diving into the world of smart textiles.
Ooh, smart clothes.
Yep. Clothes that can, like, do things. We've got a fantastic article from Global Textile Times. It's called Innovative Smart Textiles: The Next Wearable Revolution.
Yeah.
And get this. It says by 2025, 10% of all gadgets are going to be clothes.
10%. Wow, that's a lot of smart clothes.
Right. So no more just strap it on a fitness tracker. Your clothes are the gadget.
Exactly. It's not just a separate device. It's like built right in. We call them smart textiles, e-textiles, intelligent textiles, all sorts of names.
So help me picture this. What are we actually talking about here?
Okay, so think about it this way. There are like two main types, active and passive. Active smart textiles, they can actually change, like based on what's going on around them or even signals from your body.
Okay, so they react.
Yep. Imagine a jacket, right? Gets cold, the fabric tightens up, keeps you warm, gets hot, it loosens up, lets you breathe.
Wow, a self-adjusting jacket.
And even more than that, some have like heating elements built in so they can actually warm you up.
No way. Okay, that's wild. And what about passive? What do they do?
Passive are more about gathering information. So picture this, you're wearing a shirt, right? But the fabric has these special fibers that can detect UV radiation.
So, like built-in sun protection.
Exactly. It could like warn you when you've had too much sun so you don't get burned. Or you could have socks that tell you if the air quality is bad, before you even start feeling it.
Whoa, socks that are like air quality sensors.
It's pretty amazing
That
stuff.
really is. But how do they even make this stuff? What kind of materials are we talking about here?
So one of the big things is conductive threads.
Conductive.
Yeah, like they can carry electrical signals. They're made of things like silver-coated nylon, stainless steel fibers, stuff like that.
So, like metal threads in the clothes.
Kind of. And they can be woven right in or embroidered on top. So you get these circuits right there in the garment.
That is so cool.
And then you have nanoparticles.
Nano what?
Nanoparticles. Super tiny particles. They can be put into the fibers to give them all sorts of extra abilities.
Okay, so like really small tech.
Exactly. Like they can make the fabric change color or sense temperature, all sorts of things.
So like high-tech threads and microscopic particles, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
But how do they actually put things like sensors in clothes? I'm picturing like a big clunky box stitched on there.
No, it's way more sophisticated than that. They can print sensors right onto the fabric, almost like ink.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Or even weave them in using those conductive threads we talked about.
So it's like totally seamless.
Pretty much. Imagine a shirt that tracks your heart rate, but you don't need a separate monitor strapped on.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Feels like we're talking about a whole new level of wearable tech.
It really is, but it's not all sunshine and roses. Like with any new tech, there are some bumps in the road.
What kind of bumps?
Well, one of the big ones is going from those cool prototypes we see to actually making them on a large scale, mass production.
Yeah, makes sense.
It takes time, right? Because making these textiles, it's complex.
I bet.
You need special equipment, expertise, and scaling all that up. Well, that takes time and money.
So it's kind of like, remember the early days of smartphones? Amazing tech, but took a while for everyone to get their hands on it.
Exactly. Perfect analogy. And thinking about everyone getting their hands on it, that's another thing. Accessibility. We want these smart textiles to benefit everyone, not just the folks who can afford the first versions, right?
Right, absolutely. And thinking about it, what about the environmental side of things? All these high-tech fabrics, electronics, gotta have some impact, no?
Huge point. Thankfully, there's a lot of work happening to make these textiles eco-friendly.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're using biodegradable materials for the fabric so they break down naturally.
Okay, that makes sense.
And working on ways to recycle the electronics so we're not just creating a bunch of e-waste.
That's great to hear. So, big picture, what does the future hold for all this?
The potential. Oh, it's massive. We're talking way beyond clothes. Think car seats that monitor a baby's heartbeat, furniture that adjusts to how you like it.
Wait, really?
Imagine curtains that open and close automatically based on the sunlight, or carpets that tell you when you've spilled something.
Okay, that's some Jetsons level stuff right there.
Yeah.
I'm sold on the smart carpets, though. No more mystery stains.
Yeah.
But with all this data being collected, gotta ask about privacy. Who has access to all that info, and what are they doing with it?
That's a big one for sure.
Yeah.
Data privacy is key when we're talking smart textiles. I mean, we're talking about clothes that can track your location, monitor your health, maybe even know how you're feeling.
feels like we're entering a whole new world of fashion where we need to think about digital footprints along with the environmental ones.
Exactly. Data breaches, misuse of info, even discrimination based on what our clothes are collecting. These are real concerns.
So it's not just about making cool tech. It's about making sure it's used responsibly.
Yeah.
A lot to think about.
It is.
But even with all that, you can't help but be excited about what's coming next. It's like we're on the edge of something huge. And I, for one, can't wait to see where it goes.
I know, right? It really does feel like we're living in the future, and it's only getting wilder from here.
Yeah, and I think one of the coolest things is how much more personalized things can get.
Yeah.
Imagine clothes that aren't just made to fit your size, but are designed for your health, your lifestyle, even how you're feeling.
So, not just smart clothes, but clothes that actually understand you. That's next level, especially for folks with disabilities or health conditions.
Right? Exactly. Like, picture a glove with sensors that can translate sign language right into spoken words. That would be huge.
That would be incredible.
Or clothes that can give feedback, support people who have trouble moving around, make them more confident. It's really amazing how this tech can do so much good. Not just make life easier, but really open things up for everyone.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the sustainability angle. Clothes that can repair themselves so they last longer.
Right, less waste.
Or clothes that adapt to different weather so you don't need a whole new wardrobe for each season.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Less shopping, more sustainability, win-win.
So for someone listening who's not a scientist or a fashion designer, how do they get involved in all this?
You know, there's tons of ways. First off, just stay curious. Read articles like the one we talked about today from Global Textile Times.
Right.
Follow blogs, podcasts, you know, anything that keeps you in the loop. Go to events, workshops, stuff like that.
So just immerse yourself in the world of smart textiles.
Pretty much. There's a ton of info out there. And if you want to get your hands dirty, there's a big maker community doing some really cool DIY stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There are online tutorials, resources, even kits you can get to start making your own simple projects at home. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like high-tech crafting. I love it. Who knows? Maybe someone listening right now will be the one to come up with the next big breakthrough.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. It's such a new field, so much potential for innovation, exciting times ahead.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. It's been fascinating. Thanks for being such an awesome guide.
Anytime. It was fun.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something cool today and maybe got a little inspired to think about the future of fashion, technology, all of it. As always, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
What crazy uses for smart textiles can you imagine? Hit us up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going.
Until next time.
See you on the next deep dive.